What's going on, guys? It's Some Dumb Gaijin with JJ, and man, is the world in more and more and more of a clusterfuck. So right now, I had to do a solo podcast, and I mean, hell, solo podcasts are fun anyways, right? But anyways, I had to come on here and talk to you about Tony Hinchcliffe. That came out like I spewed it out, I don't know why. But god damn, can people not stop with the cancel culture with comedians? Like, if you don't get the joke, I get it. And what Hinchcliffe said was some racial slurs, if you didn't know, about Chinese people. He said the C word, which I'm not going to say on YouTube for obvious reasons. But basically, now he's getting slammed and everyone's like, cancel him. And even I just read in the news today that Joe Rogan, of all people, Tony Hinchcliffe's like best friend Joe Rogan, has now just canceled him from his tours and not allowing him to tour on his, or not his tour, but like his recent... stage show, I guess. Tony Hinchcliffe was going to appear, but now he canceled on that. And people are like, oh, Joe Rogan's throwing his best friend on the bus and all that. And you know, that's not what it is. It's damage control, because that's all Joe Rogan could do. I mean, if he didn't do that, then people are going to be back on the cancel Joe Rogan bandwagon, which they were doing. I mean, it was just like 3 days ago that they were like, let's cancel Joe Rogan because Joe Rogan did, what was it now? Oh, that was it. Because Joe Rogan said that young people that are 21 and healthy should not take the vaccine because you're healthy. You get corona, you're done with it. And everyone jumped on him and attacked him. Who is Joe Rogan to fucking say that 21-year-olds shouldn't take the vaccine? Is Joe Rogan a scientist? I don't know. But guess what? I think we are because we listen to the Fox News. It's like, fuck you. Who are you to judge him on his opinion with your opinion that's supposed to be superior? Like, people are just in a cancel culture, power hungry bullshit. Like, I don't get how people think that their opinion matters more than anyone else. Everyone should have a right to an opinion. And not only that, but your opinion should not have any effect on anyone else's life. Joe Rogan has a family to feed. He has all this shit. Tony Hinchcliffe, I don't know, but I mean, Tony Hinchcliffe's was a little bit more controversial, I'd have to say. But another great comedian that I really like that's rising up, David Lucas, said in a recent interview I just watched 5 minutes ago, but it works in this argument. He mentioned what happened to the bro code. Now, I don't know how much I agree with this, but what I do understand is what he's talking about. And that is that with the comedians nowadays, if you have a comedian that is like your, not even your friend, just like an acquaintance, or you're doing a show together, comedians riff on each other. We say, hey man, you're looking like you just did a bunch of heroin today. Did you get no sleep, you fucking druggie? Or, you know, like, you just shoot the shit. You're insulting them. Oh, it's Tim Dillon. Hey, you fat fuck, what are you doing today? Jesus, did you get Cheetos all over your shirt? Like, it doesn't mean I hate Tim Dillon. I'm just riffing with him. Now, Tony did go a little extreme with the racist slur, maybe, but how the fuck do we not know that the Asian guy was okay with it, or that they've been doing it for like 5 years? We don't. But people see it and they go, oh, well, that's offensive to me, so it must have been offensive to that guy. And it's like, get the fuck out of here. Like, stop intervening with other people. I mean, if that Asian guy was really pissed off at Tony for doing that, let him bring it up. Let him fight his own battles. We don't need you to cancel Tony Hinchcliffe, who is providing a comedy platform for people that don't have a voice. And also, he does, like, work with, what is it, ALS. There's people with ALS that their last motherfucking dream is to be a comedian. Before they die, they wanted to try comedy and be empowered and say, you know what? My disability doesn't limit me from doing what I want to do. And Tony gave this guy and many other people with disabilities a platform and a voice. And when you see those guys leave and how fucking happy they are, like, man, the guy's creating dreams. And then people want to kill him, kill his career, kill his income that pays for his food in his house because they feel hurt that he hurt someone else. Holy shit, has democracy gone out the window? And going back to Joe Rogan had an opinion. And he even said that, in my opinion, I think. He didn't say, this is it. Like, this is straight facts. I'm a scientist. No, he fucking didn't. He said, this is my opinion. Opinion. And then people's opinion is to try to cancel him. Like, fuck off. And sorry to regular viewers if I seem a little pissed off, but as a comedian, this shit is crazy. Not only is it crazy, but it's threatening. I mean, for me, who's rising up, and I am what they would call, I guess, a dirty comic. To me, I don't even like the saying a dirty comic. I tell jokes that I would tell my friends, or that I, you know, just shit around. It doesn't mean, like, I believe in half the shit I say, or that I think is right, but like Louis C.K., another guy who got canceled, if I do a pedophile joke, I do a pedophile joke. God, I gotta clean this fucking... I gotta get a new chair. If you can hear that squeaking, I apologize. Don't cancel me over it. But yeah, Louis C.K. too. He does jokes about pedophilia. That was okay. He did jokes about black people saying the N-word, and that was okay. Hell, Chris Rock didn't even care that he said the N-word. But when Louis C.K. got accused for fucking asking a girl if he could jerk off in front of him, and the girl said yes, everyone's up in a fucking fuss, and Louis C.K., one of the greatest comedians ever, just got canceled. And he lost his career, he lost everything because someone got offended, or these girls that said yes changed their mind all of a sudden. It's pretty fucked up. And then the worst part is, even if you still think that what he did was wrong, people were pushing it as sexual assault. Now, that's not sexual assault, people. The girl said yes, and he didn't force himself on him. He was probably like, you know, I'm kind of horny. I was going to jerk off anyways. Do you mind if I jerk off in front of you? And the girl was like, sure. Why not? And it was like, oh, okay. I mean, they could have said stop. They could have said I had to go to the bathroom. They could have done that. And I mean, yeah, maybe they were worried and, you know, Louis C.K. was their idol and they didn't know what to do. But if they said, I don't know, he wouldn't have done it. I mean, that's just flat out fact. But anyways, it was just a weird situation that, I don't know, it's pretty simple to say no. And then if you say no, and he cancels your tours, and he was a piece of shit, and like ruined your career because you said no because he wanted to do sexual things, then you could complain. That could be a better headline, right? Like, Louis C.K. canceled our tour because we said he couldn't masturbate in front of us. How hard would that have been? But no, it was, we said yes, and we take that back, and we think that we can get headlines and shit because we ruined his career. Now, Louis C.K. had two daughters. He fucking, what does his daughters feel like? Are they bullied in school? Like, cancel culture, man, it's gotta stop. And the Hinchcliffe thing, like, it's kind of a sticky situation, but... like the David Lucas said, like, when you're riffing on people, and everyone knows Tony Hinchcliffe. Anyone that knows Tony Hinchcliffe or watches his show Kill Tony, you know he pushes the bar. He'll say racist things in joking ways. He'll say crazy shit. I mean, that's the kind of comic he is. I don't know, just people take shit too literally, and then it's a bunch of people that never seen his comedy that are judging him and his life and think that they should ruin his life. It's just fucking dumb. Louis C.K. got ruined. I feel robbed because we don't have his comedy anymore. And the world is a shittier place without Louis C.K. And the more comics people kill, the more stressed we're going to be, the more Corona's going to fucking hurt, and the worse the world is going to be overall. So all those people pushing the cancel culture and ruining of people's lives and career, fuck you. Flat out. I hope you die. I hope you jump off a building. I hope that you and your family just mass suicide and drink a bunch of Kool-Aid. Because that's what you should do. Get the fuck out if you don't like laughter and happiness. And who are you to judge how offended someone else should be? Fuck you. Like, flat out. World's fucked. Alright, so that's my dealings with Tony Hinchcliffe. Let him be, or let a celebrity fight between the Chinese guy and Tony Hinchcliffe and this shit, but... not a bunch of social justice warriors or people pushing their own beliefs to control other people's lives. Fuck them. If anything, once the Chinese take over all of America and Canada, I hope the Chinese kill them all and I would follow China, whoo, right into tomorrow. Someone's got to do it. Someone's got to do it. We need to get the world back to normal. Fuck. All right. So in other things I wanted to talk about, there's a really freaking funny article I saw today, and that was that Russia is racing America and Tom Cruise to get to space to make the first movie in space. How dumb is that? Like, first, I understand Russia and America fighting to see who gets to the moon first, because that's like territorial. We can put our flag on there. The moon is ours. We're the first to be there. But the first movie in space? Like, who gives a shit? The only good space movies are like Aliens, Event Horizon, and all those fucking great movies. And then, what are you gonna do, like, Mission Impossible and the rover landing? Like, it's gonna be the most boringest movie ever. What are you gonna do, like, special effects in the spaceship? Oh my god, I'm in this little spaceship, and I have to survive the plague. It's gonna be the most boringest movie ever. Who gives a shit who gets there first? Like, really? But anyways, Russia's fighting America in that, of all things. And in the article, it even mentions, like, Tom Cruise. Like, America already chose their star. And it's like, Russia has selected their cast. And now their cast is going to go up. What the fuck are they going to do? Is this going to be, like, an Armageddon-type movie? Oh, it's just so dumb. You know what I say? Is we send chimps into space and make the first chimp movie. Because that shit would be funny as fuck. Seeing a chimp throw shit into another chimp's face in zero gravity. Think of that. Pure comedic gold. Or even more, a chimp throwing its shit in space into Tom Cruise's face. Haha! Movie idea. You can take that one, Hollywood. But yeah, man, the news is getting insane. And with Corona and all the crazy shit we got, the news is kind of turning into the best TV show. Like, what was the other thing? Oh, it was so funny. It was, that was it. Going back to cancel culture. Prince Philip? Harry. Philip? Charles? Harry? Some dumb shit like that. Prince Harry went and slammed Joe Rogan for his Corona comment that I mentioned earlier. And Tim Dillon, one of the greatest comedians right now, who should be having his own show, and amazing podcast that I have to listen to more because I'm busy making my shit, right? But Tim Dillon put out a tweet and it was so fucking funny. He said something like, and I'll put it in the video. He's like, you should be worrying more about your family who are killing your mother or something. And when I heard him slam Joe Rogan, I thought of something good too to put on Twitter. But I was like, you know what? Someone's gonna get him for this. Someone's gonna get him good. And man, I'm so glad it was Tim Dillon. He nailed that hard. Harder than I probably could have done. That was good. But yeah. What a crock of shit this is. And then in other news, I'm just getting my life set up. I'm still trying to decide whether I want to go to America or whether I want to go to Canada. Austin, Texas, we got Joe Rogan opening up his own club. And it's gonna be something different. Then we got the old school, the comedy club in California, which has been a dream of mine for a long time. And then we got Vancouver, Canada. No one gives a shit about Canadian comics right now. All the best comedians, Bill Burr, Joe Rogan, Tim Dillon, they're all American. We don't got any good Canadian comedians. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I should post up in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and put Canada on the map. How about that? Jim Carrey, when he got famous, he moved from Ontario and he went all the way down to California to start at the Comedy Store. But Hollywood was there, right? So all Canadian comedians had to go to Hollywood. Norm MacDonald, who was famous on SNL and just an amazing Canadian comedian, he was Ontario. And then from Ontario, they got called into New York. And then the next thing you know, he was on New York with SNL. But Canadians have to migrate. But I don't get why. I mean, Vancouver, we make all the movies, right? Netflix is there now, all this shit. Why can't Canadians make a good comedy club. And then when Americans come over, they're just like, oh, fuck, now I gotta go to Canada again? Fuck that shit. They can be excited about a Canadian club. Or maybe it is that all Canadians are just social justice warriors. I fucking hope not. But anyways, that's my thing. It's Austin, Texas, it's California, or it's staying in Vancouver, and I still don't know what I'm gonna do. But the whole point is just everything's opening up, everything's changing. You got Andrew Schultz in Miami. You got, I think Tim Dillon's still in New York because he wants to rip the Prime Minister. No. Prime Minister of New York. Mayor. That's what I meant. The mayor of New York. He wants to rip his fat head off, it seems. All his tweets are all politics on that. And then, of course, you got Joe Rogan, Tony, and all that in Austin, Texas, where a lot of comedians seem to be moving. And probably because Texas probably has less social justice warriors and bullshit. That would be my guess. Probably the safest. But to me, it's like, that's why Texas is so great. But California, man, California, the Comedy Store, Richard Pryor, Jim Carrey, all the greats. It just would be a dream. But maybe it doesn't have to be that base camp. And then New York, of course, has so much good history, too. So it's a big decision. But as I mentioned before, look at this fucking oil painting in my parents' like downstairs guest room. Like this is ugly on my podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, I apologize right now. It's fucking cool, but I don't know what it is. But it's not the stage that I need. I need like fucking Richard Pryor and Sam Kinison. I need like the gods of comedy behind me or something. I need a good set. And even more, I need my Jamie or someone to pull up quick facts for me. And, I just gotta get the fuck out of here. But I will. It's coming. Things are happening. Growing my peeps. Growing this podcast. I got a bunch of you guys listening. And I got friends. I got fans. I got all of you. And I appreciate every motherfucking one of you. When I get up there and I'm solid, I got a base and everything. You can bet the Margaritaville and all the tequila is gonna be on this motherfucker. Inviting you right now to the premiere party of whenever it happens, maybe 2035 or some shit, but you're a guest, you're VIP, okay? Original Some Dumb Gaijin podcast listeners right now, you're all coming down. But yeah, I gotta start doing shows, grow the audience, you know, up and coming comedian. And you know what sucks the most, though? It's the worst part of all this is that I left Japan where I was. Like, even now, all the comedians in Japan that I knew that were doing English stand-up were still doing English stand-up. Now the Japanese comedians and Japanese comedy scene is back up in Japan. Or it never really left. They didn't give a shit about Corona. And Japanese comedy is going. I had Sony Music, who is my agency, or my, what do they call it? Jimusho. Yeah, agency. See, sometimes I can only remember the fucking Japanese name. It pisses me off. But yeah, Sony Music was my agency in Japan. A big agency. Some of the best comedians there. If you know Japanese comedy, one of them is Cowboy Zakoshisho, who I fucking love. But when I met him, he was kind of a dick. But I still fucking love him. Never meet your hero, folks. That is an important lesson. Never meet your heroes. Except me. I'm fucking chill. I think. Wait till I get rich and famous and maybe I'll change. No, I'm joking. I don't change shit. But what was I saying? Yeah, so Sony Music, I was in there. I was in a good agency. A really good one. But what happened was then I left back to Canada. I split up with my mom's side partner because he went a loco crazy. Basically believing that like Hollywood where vampires sucking the blood out of children and shit. Like, it's probably not that far off, but he's pretty off. I proved like half the shit he was telling me was wrong. And he was like, oh, well, maybe, but then the other stuff is real, right? And it's like, no, dude, shut the fuck up. But anyway, so we were gone. But then Sony Music started messaging me to come back as a ping gaining or a solo comedian. So basically, I would do stand-up in Japanese, right? Fucking great chance. But I was already back in Canada. So, I don't know, man. I lost a lot moving from Japan back to Canada. But at the same time, I fully believe that once I make that jump to Texas or California or set up in Vancouver, good shit will come. Totally believe that the hard work I'm putting in will come back out. And all you guys right now listening and supporting me, I appreciate you. You are going to be that punch in the chin. That's kind of a bad example. God, man, you know, maybe my brain is rotting from Corona. La 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 la. But basically, you guys are going to help me get up there. And then once I keep making people see that there's a great, amazing, the one electrifying comedian in Canada. It was like half Rocky Maivia and half JJ. But anyways, once they see that Canadians can be just as great as Americans, once the comedy scene is back to normal, goddamn, I'm going to do great things. I feel it. But, yeah. Get rid of this shit. Start building. And that's what I'm doing. So just stay tight, stay patient, and just believe in your JJ place. And, yeah. So I'm going to end this podcast here at 30 minutes. And if you guys want to hear more, I wouldn't mind doing a 1-hour podcast. Maybe cut out a bit of the rambling, unless you like that shit. I do. And, we'll make some good shit. All right, guys, thanks for listening, and check you next time. Peace.